CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with George Friedman, the chairman and founder of Geopolitical Futures, a subscription site. And George Gallup was the patriarch of the Gallup poll. 1936, George Gallup and that poll very carefully explicated what they knew about the first reelection opportunity for Franklin Delano Roosevelt. The opponent, the Kansas governor, Alf Landon, was said to be in the lead as of the middle of July, 1936. The Gallup organization very carefully identified the switch from the Alf Landon boom to the FDR success. No one else much watched it, although you can see it in the news reporting all these years later. And on election night, the reason FDR was so surprised, he was at Hyde Park when he heard about the results from Connecticut, from New Haven, because he had steeled himself for it to be a close election. The only thing close about that was Vermont and Maine went for Landon. Everything else was for FDR. George, the new book from the Gallup organization, you write a review of it in praise, but I'm here to praise the Gallup organization of all these decades of being very careful. They say that Norway's the most happy people of all the Europeans, maybe the whole world. Why, George? What's happened?
Well, they said, didn't say happiness. They said the highest income. The highest income is clearly Norway could be there. The lowest is Afghanistan, perfectly reasonable. But what the book is really doing is drawing a distinction between income and happiness. And the author, who's CEO of the company, is really making the case that measuring these quantitative things, we're not measuring the really important question, happiness and sadness. I mean, that we get up in the morning and we, some of us look at bank books, but in the morning we get up and we feel things. And measuring the happiness of a community and measuring the sadness is absolutely critical. And what he's doing is taking Gallup in a direction where they're going to be looking at more profound dimensions and trying to measure them.
The book is Blind Spot, The Global Rise of Unhappiness and How Leaders Missed It. Leaders are missing our unhappiness. Is that what we talk about when we say the country's unhappy with the direction we're going in? That's unhappiness?
Politicians are obsessed with polls in democratic society. Polls try to measure quantitative things. And therefore, since they're obsessed with polls, governance has become a question of quantity, of how much money you're making, what the unemployment level is, and so on. But those don't always correlate with more fundamental questions of contentment, of a sense of belonging, a community. So there are values in human life that determine the happiness, the functionality of society, and they're not being measured. Gallup was one who started the quantitative measurement of things, and therefore it goes on to trying to look for a new dimension to try to figure out what is ailing American society, for example.
And Russian society. George, it would be impossible for me to believe that anybody in Russia right now is happy with the way they are. Is that a fair generalization?
I would think that what they are is frightened. They can live with the situation that's there, but fear is the thing that has to be measured. What is going to happen next? How is it going to affect their lives? And I think fear is the underlying sense in Russia, and helplessness. They can't do anything about it. So they are kind of a sideshow to their own lives.
George Friedman, the chairman and founder of Geopolitical Futures. The new book is Blind Spot, The Global Rise of Unhappiness and How Leaders Missed It. I'm John Beck.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.